Welcome to the Quests Fishing Adventures Podcast, Chapter 5. Welcome back to another Quest Fishing Adventures Podcast. I do hope that you're doing well, and if you've been fishing since my last podcast, let's hope you've put a few on the bank. Well, today you join me down Silty Shallows, and would you just listen to that? All them beautiful birds out there. Wow. Absolutely tranquil down here right now. I'm the only person on the lake, so I had the pick of the swims. Of course, I was going to go into the channel. You guys know about the channel. It's absolutely ledge. So I've normally fished the left-hand side of the channel, but today I've come to the right-hand side of the channel. I know the carp are holding up, and they just are. Deals was fishing down here last week, and he had a few out. And they didn't seem to be, from what I heard, any other carp come out anywhere else on the lake. So I just I know I go on about it a lot, but I'm just so convinced that these carp are living in this channel. Well, I'm not convinced, I know they are. They are. They're living in this channel without a shadow of a doubt. So I got down here, and I couldn't decide if I was going to go on the left-hand side of the channel or the right-hand side of the channel. Got down here, and the left-hand side of the channel is actually closed. They're closed to swimming for, I have no idea why, to be honest with you. Because I've come into the right-hand side of the channel, and it's like a mud fest. Then the left-hand side of the channel is like, doesn't seem like there's anything wrong with it. But there must be a reason why they shut it. Anyway, that doesn't matter. So I've just set my rods up, and I've put them out on the right-hand side of the channel. But while I was setting up, I see a big carp, crash in the left-hand side of the channel, like twice. So a bit gutted I'm not on that side of the channel, but also happy that there's definitely fish there. There's definitely a big lump of fish, and that was a big crash, that was for sure. So that's a good sign already. So what we've done is when I've been fishing the left-hand side of the channel, I did resort down just to one rod, because I wasn't picking up any other bites anywhere else apart from this one spot. So today, because I'm in the right-hand side of the channel, I've decided to actually put two rods out, because I need to learn this side of the swim. I've not fished here before. I'm going to see if I can pick any carp up on any other spots here. So what I've actually done is I've pushed my left-hand side rod into the middle of the channel. So what we've got the bank that I'm on, and then as you guys, if you've not listened to the other podcasts, go back and listen to them. I catch a nice big 30+. So we've got the bank I'm fishing on, then you've got an island in front of us. Now this swim is on the... it's about 2-3 rod lengths out from the edge of the island. And then there's a bridge that goes across, which I'm quite close to this bridge. So basically, as usual, I've bushwhacked it out, left-hand side rod into, like, say, in the middle of the bridge, so the middle of the lake, the middle of the bridge, the middle of the channel, basically on there. Drop down on a good old noodle rig, with the DNA, what have we got on it today? We've got DNA bug, Wafter 18mm, obviously, and the usual. You know the usual, guys. Crush boily, crush DNA boily, bug SLK. We've got 12s, 14s, no, 12s, 14s, 18s, 21s, 21mm in there. All crushed up and some on top, and a few little pellets as well, which is a new thing I've started introducing into my bushwhacker. It's just some pellet. Because, why? I think I've talked about this before I go onto my right-hand side rod. Why? Because... fish farms, they mainly feed their fish on pellet. So most fish are brought up on pellet. Not to say there's not obviously ones in this lake here that aren't, you know, like reproduced themselves and grown on in the lake themselves. But a lot of carp, you know, if you buy them from a fish, they are brought up on pellets. They know what pellet is. And they're obviously fed with it when they're young, and there's obviously no pressure in there, so they get used to eating it. Of course, obviously the carp in these lakes we fish these days have been caught hundreds of times, some of them, and so they probably do get a bit spooked from the pellet, maybe to a degree. But that was a bit of a rambled little way or reason why I'm fishing pellet. I'm going to shut up because that was really bad. I told that little my theory on that really bad. So I'm going to pot that one up. But I think you guys get the gist anyway. So yeah, let's move on to the right-hand side rod. So the right-hand side rod, we've pushed to the island, obviously, without a shadow of a doubt. What you tend to find on most lakes, islands, banks, they get undercut by the carp. Carp live underneath there. It's a safe haven. And, you know, sometimes I just wish I could push my my rods right under the island. I'm convinced I've got a new... I shouldn't put it on here. Someone, do you know, I'm going to put it out. If someone does it, fair play, because I can buy it. So, obviously, I use the bushwhacker. So, what I'm thinking they need to make is a bushwhacker that you can basically push that goes underwater. I don't know how you'd do it at distance. I don't know how you'd control it without it sinking down. But somehow you could push, like, a bushwhacker that would go underwater. And then you could, like, push it underneath an island. Does that make sense? Like a submarine bushwhacker or something like that. And then you could put a camera on it as well. That'd be really cool. Yeah, that's a little idea. Yeah, so a lot of carp do live underneath islands and banks and stuff. And, you know, people say you can't catch carp from margins. Some people say that. But you can, because it's another safe haven for them, because they can live under banks. In fact, on Lily's Lake, on some, you walk around the bank on some of the... you walk around, God, I really can't talk again this morning. You walk around the bank and on some parts of the lake, and you can literally just feel the bank flexing as you stand on it, and it just goes to show you how undercut the bank is there. Craziness. So anyway, yeah, we've pushed out again, exactly the same as the other rod, same rig, same everything, because you know that it's just doing the business for me right now. I absolutely love the noodle rig. I really feel like it nails them carp. Obviously, you've got to be fishing it on the right ground. Yes, you can have a big argument here today that I've put it out here and I haven't tested the bottom of the lake here, but I'm kind of like hoping and guessing it's going to be the same as the other side. It's not the best of fishing on with a noodle, but it works. So we're going to give it an hour, see what happens, bring it in, see what the rig looks like, if we haven't caught anything. And we just go from there. So anyway, it's taken me a while to actually get that one out and tell you guys what I'm doing. But that is what I'm doing today. Fingers crossed we're going to catch a carp or two. Big fingers and legs and everything crossed in the world that we catch another 30. That'd be absolutely mega. But anyway, let's see how this little adventure unfolds. Absolutely buzzing. Absolutely buzzing. Absolutely buzzing. Absolutely buzzing. just had a 25.5 mirror off my right hand side rod. Gave me a cracking fight. It really did. Really did. To be fair, I need to look back on the photos. I don't know if it's a recapture. I think it might be a recapture. He had this rip dorsal, rip peck. I'm sure one of the carp had it here. Look, was that size and had that. I need to double check my photos, but all the same, I don't care. Off the mark today. Absolutely buzzing. Get in. It's only been out for half hour. As you can tell, I'm excited. Let's get the rods back out again. I say rods because when I was taking photos, the other one was really bleeping. Like bleep, 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 bleep. And I put the carp back in the sack to get back in the water and it stopped bleeping. So I want to make sure I'm not snagged up on that. It's the right thing to do. So yeah, rigs are working. Buzzing. Get in. Right, I've just redone both rods. And I was just thinking about the noodle rig and why I like it so much. Like another reason why I like it. And I'm not too sure if I've talked about this on the podcast before, but... I have talked about how it's so vicious, the way it just turns and it locks into the fish, and that's what I really like about it, obviously, because it obviously helps hook the fish, but it really does generally normally gives you like that bottom lip hook hold, and it's right in there, it's just solid in there, the way it just flips around with that long noodle and holds in the fish's mouth. You just get a really, really good hold on the carp. And because I'm like, for example, this is the reason why I'm talking about now. Today I'm snag fishing again. I do like my snag fishing. And when you're snag fishing, you know, there's not a lot of room for play. Because carp will tend to basically just pick up the bait. When they realise they're hooked, will then shoot straight for the snags. So, you know, you need to be sitting on your rods, obviously, but you do need to be on them rods tight and basically holding them to like stop them from getting into the snags and obviously snagging up, you know, snapping up, blah 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 blah. And obviously the really good thing about the noodle is because it's locked in so well, I rarely lose carp because it's just such a great hook hold. Like that fish, for example, that carp was just pushing into them snags constantly, trying to get in there, and I literally just had to hold that carp, literally locked up, holding it, stopping it from getting into them snags. And eventually, you know, I turned it, got it back out, tried it a few more times, did the same thing again and got it out. But the most important thing is that that hook hold was absolutely, absolutely pucker. It was well in there. Once again, I just think that's one of the reasons why the noodle's so great. That right hand rod's bleeping again. Could be liners, but I don't think it will be liners, to be fair. I don't know, because I just quickly change subjects. Because my rods are fairly close to each other, I always put a back lead on it. Just the reason being is just to pin it down into the margins, because when your swim's not massive, I mean this swim's fairly big, but because the rods are going into one angle into like the snaggy area, when you get a fish on one, when you start playing it, if your line's not pinned down to the bottom, like near the rod tip sort of thing, I've had so many times in the past where it's just like catches onto the other line and stuff, and you picks up the other line, then the line gets tangled up in the other rod. It's just a complete nightmare, and it's not fair on the fish, obviously. You kind of want to get the fish out and back in the water as quickly as you can without putting, you know, any more stress on the carp that you actually put on it anyway. So yeah, and that's what I did. I think back leading when you're fishing in close to each other, small swims, I think it's just really important if you get a fish, because it just gives you that much more room to play a fish in front of you. And 9 times out of 10 when I'm back leading and I've got a fish on, I don't tend to pick up the other rod. You can normally you can angle the fish when it comes into the rod tip there where it's pinned down and move it away from the other rod. But when it's going out at an angle and not pinned down, but going down at an angle through like cutting through the water, there's so much more line, and it's hard to tell. Obviously, you can't see where the line's actually going on the other rod that's not got the fish on. It's easier just to control the fish and stop it from tangling up. But yeah. So yeah, anyway, just went on to that as well. But yeah, that's one of the main reasons why I like the noodle. I just talked about bat leads. Hey. So anyway, what's the time now? 8:15. There's loads of time left. Come on, let's try and get a 30 out. Please, carp gods, that would be really nice. Well, after my big talk on the noodle, I just actually lost one at the net on my left-hand side rod, which was nice. It's a left-hand side rod. So that means that spot's working as well, which I thought it would, to be fair. I'm just going to bleep. Is this me? This is me. This isn't a fish. I just need to adjust that. But the reason why I lost it was actually my fault, to be fair. It was only a little one, literally a really small carp. And he was just like flapping around loads. And I went down to grab the net, gave too much loose line. And there was I didn't keep a bend in the rod. Didn't keep it, you know, tight at all. Bending the rod, like I didn't keep it up high. I let a load of slack line off, and then he like basically did a little flip again, and got off the hook. So he got off, so gutted. But anyway, the good thing is, as I just said, it means my left hand side spot, which is in the middle, is working. So that's good. We get to fish two rods, so yeah, double the chance. So yeah, let's get another one on the bank this time, though, Lee, please. Right, it's 1:15, and I have not had a bleep on either of my rods for ages now. So I'm starting to wonder maybe the fish have been in and done the bait and gone, or whether they're both somehow snagged up on something. But I think the best thing to do is basically just bring them back in and put them back out again. The wind's built up, that's one thing for sure, and it's proper hacking into my side of the bank, which is a good thing as well. So that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to get them both back in, rebait them both, put fresh baits on each one of them. Put them back out, and fingers crossed we'll get one. Come on. Well, still getting loads of little bleeps on this right hand side rod. And I just hooked a fish. I thought it was a bream, because it was just coming so easy, and it was a tench, probably only about 2-3 pound or something, really small. It literally just came straight in. Nice to catch a tench. I do like tench, to be fair. I didn't bother taking a photo, I just put him straight back out. But I'm wondering if it was bream and tench down there. And I was thinking, do they push carp out? And I think they don't push carp out. Carp would push them out. So it's almost as like, I just feel like they pushed the carp out. That's what it feels like. I don't know. So I moved it down a little bit further to the left. Not a lot. I don't think it's going to make much difference, to be fair. But yeah, I've just put it back out, and we'll see what happens now. But I just want another carp. Come on, please. Right, I've just had a bream on the right-hand side rod. So as I expected, moving it more to the left wasn't really gonna make that much difference. So I have moved it back to where it originally was. Because I know they're there, or I know they were there. I'm really sure that bream tench don't push carp out. It's definitely the other way around. And maybe the carp have just moved off, maybe, possibly, and then the bream have moved in. That has to be what's happened. But I need to persist because I'm just adamant they live around there, and hopefully it will switch on again. I can only just hope that's going to happen. I'm going to redo my left-hand side rod now as well. I'm going to refreshing that one up completely, because that's been out for a while now, what it feels like, and nothing. So yeah, that's where we are with it all. Right, no carp to report yet. It's 4:10, and I'm not kidding you, since my last segment, I've really been up in it, as in, like, I kept putting it back out again, so I was getting bleeps and stuff, and I re-put the bush back right again, just because there's bream out there, there's obviously that tench and maybe some more, and I'm just getting breamed out, and I've literally just got the tiniest bit of bait left now. All my boilie have gone. I bring my bucket with me every time, and literally it's literally all gone. Literally, I've just been trying to, like, you know, I guess feed them off, and hopefully the carp are moving before my bait runs out. Yeah, I'm in trouble. I'll be definitely leaving this lake earlier than anticipated today. Sheerly on the fact of I've got no bait left. But let's see how long we can get it. I'll update you guys. You never know. We might get lucky and get one more carp. Or we might be unlucky and catch a bream. Let's find out. Getting quite a few people messaging me at the moment, saying nice comments and stuff. Absolutely, really do appreciate it. Honestly, big love to you all. I hope all your angling's going absolutely amazing out there and you're catching loads of fish. So anyway, I'm going to leave this one now. So if you go fishing from now until my next podcast, let's hope you put some big uns on the bank. Take care of yourself and tight lines. If you're not done already, guys, you could do me a massive favour and hit me up on Instagram. Just search Quest Fishing Adventures. On there, I'm uploading some photos and some short videos. You can also ask me questions or give me some advice too. That would be absolutely mega. Anyway, take care of yourself, guys, and tight lines, and see you on my next podcast.